Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. Today is Monday, May the 14th, 2018, and here's your episode of The Daily. We got a lot of stuff for you today, so hold on to your cappies. So as expected, the Pokemon Go Fest tickets went on sale on Friday and sold out within 30 minutes. No word if any additional tickets will be available. I was personally trying to get myself a ticket right at the start of noon, and it was literally impossible to get through due to the amount of traffic that was hitting the sites. In any case, they're all gone, and if you want to even consider going now, you better hope your Pokemon friends have a spare, or get your money out and hop on eBay. So remember that Splatoon rumor that I mentioned in last week's episode from Weekly Shonen Jump magazine? Nintendo specifically shot that rumor down, stating that, quote, "Although we do not normally comment on rumors and speculation, we can confirm that, contrary to the rumors circulating since yesterday, the Japanese weekly magazine in question has not written any article about an announcement related to Splatoon for June 9th, with which it is a baseless rumor," unquote. We never see Nintendo comment on rumors, so they must be absolutely serious with this one. Am I right? Well, KoroKoro magazine from Japan is doubling down on that June 9th rumor with a magazine cover image stating a top secret Splatoon 2 project to be unveiled on June 9th. If we go back to Nintendo's specific statement, they stated that the Japanese weekly magazine in question hasn't written anything. But what about KoroKoro? Oh boy, these rumors are fun sometimes, but I tend not to like speaking on rumors, so don't expect to hear much until we get something official. So the Japanese indie festival Bit Summit 2018 came to a close yesterday. Out of that event, we got some cool new game announcements like the unveiling of Bloodstained Curse of the Moon, which is an 8-bit side-scrolling action platformer that looks a lot like Castlevania. Well, that's because it is from the original creator, whose name is Koji Igarashi. This game was part of the Bloodstained Kickstarter stretch goal that was successfully funded back in 2015, making over $5 million, way past its original goal of $500,000. It'll be available as a digital download on 3DS and the Switch on May the 24th. Another announcement was for Gunvolt Chronicles Luminous Avenger X, another side-scrolling action platformer which looks to be a spin-off of the Azure Striker Gunvolt series. Both of these games were developed by Inti Creates. If you're a fan of the action platformer like I am, the genre is definitely getting some love. Many have been waiting and waiting and waiting, and Nintendo has finally made an official announcement. The NES Classic Mini will be officially returning to retail stores on June the 29th. Hoping the stock is plentiful this time around, it will be sold at its original MSRP of $59.99. So if you missed it 2 years ago, don't miss it this time around. If you don't know the Hamster Corporation, they're the video game publishing company responsible for the Arcade Archive series on the Nintendo Switch. They are the reason that these old Nintendo arcade games have finally been ported properly to a gaming console for the first time. In an interview with Nintendo Dream, the CEO Satoshi Hamada stated that he gave the proposal to Nintendo, and it had been discussed even before the Switch was even announced. He planned on setting a pace of having one game release every 3 or 4 months. If you haven't checked these games out, take a look on the eShop for Versus Super Mario Bros., Double Dragon, and Punch-Out. They're only $7.99 and are definitely worth a look. And that's all for today, but before I go, I thought of a cool idea and I'd like to know what you guys think. If you have the Anchor app, I'd love to give you guys the opportunity to start off my daily podcasts. All you gotta do is send me a voice message and say something like this. "Hello, my name is," insert your name here, "and you're listening to the Nintendo Seconds podcast." That's it, simple as that. Feel free to put your own style on it. Maybe a comment about the podcast, maybe something fun. I'll check it out, and if it's good, I'll use it in a future episode. So please send me your intros. If you have any feedback or intro submissions, please send me a voice message using the Anchor app, which can be downloaded on iOS or Android. Or if you want, you can send me a tweety tweet on Twitter at LPTiger, L-P-T-Y-G-E-R. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.